Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 10. Coming up, Sangster International Airport to be expanded, helicopters and planes acquired to boost border security, and Jamaica on track for another record year for earnings and arrivals in 2018. The news in detail after the break.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
Now the news. Scotiabank and MBJ Airports Limited yesterday signed a 7-year loan agreement for the expansion of the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. The $5 billion agreement will see the resurfacing of the main taxiway as well as other major capital expenditure projects across the airport. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry says the signing of the loan demonstrates the intention to provide premier services to all who interact with the airport.
This loan will be used to improve the Sangster International Airport and, by extension, aid in full in the Ministry of Transport and Mining's mandate to provide an efficient transport system that serves the diverse needs of everyone who travels.
Minister Henry was speaking at yesterday's signing ceremony at the Government of Jamaica VIP Lounge at Sangster International Airport. Over $40 million US dollars has been allocated to the Ministry of National Security for the purchase of 6 helicopters and 4 airplanes for the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF. A recent press release from the ministry outlined that 3 of the helicopters will be used for passenger, troops, and medical evacuation operations, another will be used to deal with heavy cargo and troop transfer, while 2 used helicopters and 4 airplanes have been purchased for training. The investment forms part of efforts to boost the capacity of the security forces to protect the country's borders and reduce crime through the use of technology and other practical approaches. Minister of National Security Robert Montague further outlined that the investment will allow the JDF to fulfill its international obligations within Jamaica's maritime jurisdiction and increase its response to emergency situations, including hurricanes. In the meantime, a surveillance plane purchased at a cost of $16.9 million US dollars is being outfitted with a suite of equipment and will be commissioned into service later this year. Senior Director of Preparedness and Emergency Management in the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Horace Glaze, is urging Jamaicans to report potential safety hazards in their communities to the relevant authorities. He says while ODPEM and other agencies promote hazard risk reduction all year round, personal preparedness is ultimately in the hands of citizens.
Look at our structures in which we live, in which we work, and take interest in having those structures strengthened. The common mood that we put forward is to do a hazard hunt around your home, do a hazard hunt around your business, do a hazard hunt around your community, and look for those potential things that may cause excessive damage or excessive harm or injury. So when we see our light poles dangling, when we see that around our homes, we ought to be very concerned.
Mr. Glaze was speaking at the recent launch of Earthquake Awareness Week at ODPEM's headquarters in Kingston. In the meantime, the Jamaica Public Service is asking residents of communities in the northern parishes affected by recent flood rains and land slippages to report damaged or unstable light poles as well as downed power lines. Reports may be made by calling 1-888-225-5577. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is on track for another record year for earnings and arrivals in 2018. In 2017, Jamaica recorded 4 million passenger arrivals, the highest number of visitors recorded on the island in a year. Minister Bartlett says the country has seen a 5.7% growth in visitor arrivals in the first week of 2018. Nearly 40,000 visitors have come through the Sangster International Airport alone since the start of the year. He says the Sangster International Airport has played a key role in Jamaica's record year of growth, and planned expansion works will increase the country's capacity to handle more visitors. Minister Bartlett was speaking at a signing ceremony held at the airport on Tuesday. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.